Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 73 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I'm talking three things you must do to become a better writer. I'm going to be teaching you writing habits that produce real-world results.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do here at the JB Sism Show each and every week. Well, my friends, as a writer, it's easy to say, sit down and write, especially to somebody who's aspiring to be one. But the truth is, if you want to be a writer, you have to sit down to write. Every writer that I've ever talked to want to take their craft to the next level and to be productive. But in today's episode, I'm going to show you three things that will elevate your writing to the next level. And these three things are what I do each and every week. And my friends, the results pay off in dividends. I've been published in newspapers, the Huffington Post, and numerous blogs. So, if you're wanting to be a writer and you want to take your craft to the next level, my friends, this is the show for you. I also have a great tip of the week. I'm going to be talking about Scrivener, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about Monday's blog post. Well, my friends, I'm going to get this show going. It's going to be a good one. So, this last Monday was our monthly Minnesota Christian Writers Guild event, and it was a fun event because we had screenwriter Gene Fournier there with us. And for those of you who don't know who Gene is part of the Writers Guild of America. He's also part of the Screenwriters Guild as well. And he was on one of the biggest, wrote for one of the biggest shows in the 70s, Charlie's Angels, WKRP in Cincinnati, Hello Larry. He has done quite a bit. He did The Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo from Universal Studios. So he has some pretty big credits under his name. Anyway, it was a lot of fun having him. And one of the things that he was talking about is if you are not passionate about your writing, you have to find what about your writing is going to make you passionate. Don't write about things that you're not passionate about. Don't write about things that don't make you tick. Write what you want to write and write it well. And the main thing is to listen with our ears, listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to what people around us are saying. That way, when we sit down to write, we have a story to tell. And I had a chance to sit down and talk with him afterwards, and it was so much fun. He's now retired from writing screenplays, and he is now working on writing books. And in fact, one of the screenplays he wrote that he tried to pitch to become a movie, he actually pitched it to Sandra Bullock's agent, and they said, "No, we're not interested in it," because she had just done Premonition. So she was not interested in this particular screenplay because it was too similar. Now, he said, "Well, what about her directing this?" And they still said no. And he was saying that if you really want to be a screenwriter, it's very, very difficult to get your foot in the door. You're going to see more no's than you will see yeses. And so he decided, I'm going to take my screenplay and I'm going to turn it into a book. And that's exactly what he did. He turned his screenplay into a book. And let me actually look the book up. Just a second. All right, here we go. I have the book here. It's on Amazon.com. It's under the name E.A. Fournier. The name of the book is called Now and Again. And I have not purchased the book yet. But basically, it's if you've seen the movie Premonition, it's very, very similar. Here's the kind of the back copy of the book. When a day begins with burying your wife in an Ohio graveyard, most people would agree that it can't get much worse. But for Kendall and his son Josh, it can. On their way back from the cemetery, they're caught in a chain reaction traffic crash on the freeway, and they're both killed. Surprisingly, they don't stay dead. So if that doesn't sound intriguing to you, I think that sounds very intriguing. And so I can't wait to read the book. I think it's going to be a fantastic book. Anyway, but he's worked as a screenwriter and film editor in Hollywood in what he calls his past life. And he now is a native here in the Twin Cities, and it was a lot of fun getting to know him, and I hope I get to have some conversations in the future with him, and maybe one of these days I'll get the chance to actually bring him on to the show to talk about writing dialogue that makes sense in novels. And that's really what he was talking about. And so this is kind of a freebie I'm throwing out there. It has really nothing to do with today's episode. But if you want to take your writing to the next level, learn how to write screenplays, because it's going to teach you to write how people talk. And that's all screenplays are. Very little action written. You might have a few camera movements in there, but very little action is written. And it's mostly just the person talking. And so he was telling me, if you want to write a good book, start with the dialogue first and then write everything else in. Because he said an average screenplay is about 110 to at the most 120 pages. And he said, if you can write a screenplay of a book you want to write, you can then go back and easily fill in the blanks between the dialogue. And he said, it makes writing a book so much easier. And so that was kind of one of the things that I pulled away from last night's Writers Guild meeting. So anyway, I really, surely enjoyed talking with him. And he really helped me kind of think about what today's topic really is all about. And today I want to give you three things that you have to do to become a better writer. And these kind of came out of that conversation. They also came out of a previous blog post as well. But really, there's three things we're going to talk about today to take our writing to the next level. In other words, you know, writing goals, writing daily, and doing what it takes to see success. And I'm going to be unpacking these things in just a little bit here, because I really honestly believe that if we put our nose to the grindstone and we start learning how to hone our craft and we really start taking the time to become a better writer, it doesn't matter if you're writing a blog, a book, a screenplay, a short play for your church, whatever it is, you're going to come away with more knowledge to be able to help you take your writing to the next level so that you can become more productive in everything that you put your hand to. So, speaking of yesterday's what I want to call it, Writers Guild. It's late at night, so my apologies. I'm not really going to do any editing in today's episode, so mistakes and all, stay in. Yay, it's going to be fun. Anyway, but every month at the Writers Guild, I do a a tip of the month. And so I thought I would bring that tip into today's podcast because I really feel that this is a powerful tool that you can use to take your writing to the next level. And so many writers want to stick with what they know. And one of the things that a lot of writers stick with is Microsoft Word. And in fact, for me, that's how I wrote my first novel. I used Microsoft Word to write it. And honestly, it becomes so cumbersome to write your book in Word. And really, the longer your book becomes, the harder it is to find anything that you're looking for. And I remember one time I wanted to move a scene that I had written in a chapter, and I wanted to move it earlier in the book. Well, I cut and pasted, and I pasted it in the wrong spot, and I deleted another spot, and I started writing, and things got all goofed up. Well, thankfully, I had printed out everything. So whenever I finished writing for the day, I printed off what I had written or what I had changed and moved those pages out. And that way I always had a hard copy of anything that I was writing. Well, I published the book and then I discovered this piece of software in 2011 called Scrivener. Now, Scrivener is written by or created by a company called Literature and Latte. So, you know, it's kind of a weird name. I don't know where they got the name. But anyway, Literature and Latte, their sole purpose was to create a software that aids in the creative process of writing long texts or books. And the guy who owns the company, he said, "I used to say that Literature and Latte is not a software company, but I am now having to admit that this is a software company." But anyway, the guys who started Literature and Latte, which is the company that designed Scrivener, they're writers. And so, in other words, these guys wrote a program for writers. So they're writers who created a program for writers. And I have to tell you, this is an incredibly robust, a very great program. It's packed full of features that I don't even think I use all of the features on this thing. I mean, you name it, it has it. It's got folders, it's got cork boards. So if you use like a cork board system where you kind of post up all of your little 3x5 cards or however you organize your original outline to the book, it has a virtual cork board for you, and it's got the ability to export it out to Microsoft Word. So if you're working with a company who wants to use Microsoft Word, you can export it there for them. It has an import feature, so you can import it back into Scrivener. You can track daily goals with this thing. It's such a full-featured, robust piece of software. Now, when I was using Microsoft Word, my novel was about 25,000 words, which is really more of a novella than a novel. But by the time I was done writing it, I never wanted to go back to Microsoft Word to write anything ever again, especially once I found Scrivener. And in fact, my second book was actually written in Scrivener, and it helped me stay so much more organized. I had a thought I could simply go back to another chapter or another section and add to it or delete and move things around. And in fact, there was one time there was a couple pieces that I wrote and I wanted to move it earlier. And so I could just simply drag and drop it earlier. And then I could just move other pieces down to later in the book. And it was great. Scrivener allows you to separate out into tabs and folders every area that you're working on. So in other words, you can have a resource tab. You can have an images tab. You can have character development forms. If you're into novel writing, you can have these character development forms. And Scrivener actually has them for you, and you just import them. They have chapter, you know, you can create chapters within folders. You can even write down future ideas. So everything is segmented into these folders, which is going to help you stay organized. And I know of several authors who love Scrivener. I know several authors who've never used it. And I know several authors who've tried it and abandoned it. But I'm here to tell you, you know, if you really want to take your writing to the next level, Scrivener is one of the best options out there for you today. It allows you to segment everything into different pieces. And you can just have at a glance everything that you're working on. And it makes it so much easier for you to know what you're writing. And it makes it so much easier to help you. How do I want to say this? It makes it so much easier to help you stay organized. And I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of people don't know how to do. They don't know how to stay organized. So here's the deal. You can buy it at literatureandlatte.com. And the price is $45 for Macintosh, $40 for Windows, and $16 for iOS. So if you have an iPad, that's a great place for you to collaborate with your laptop computer. So I hope you download it. You can have a free 30-day trial. And if you don't like it after 30 days, you know, I'm sorry. But I think they have a money-back guarantee. But that's only if you buy it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Give it a try. What do you have to lose? So this last Monday, I wrote a blog post, and I wrote the post kind of late. I wrote the post Monday morning. Now, I have every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, a email that goes out to anybody who is subscribed to my email newsletter list. Now, I'm going to stop right now, and if you have not subscribed to my email newsletter list, I encourage you to do so. You can go to JBSISM, that's JBSISAM, JBSISM.com/subscribe. So JBSISM, SISAM.com/subscribe, and I encourage you to do that. You're also going to get in this email, as soon as you sign up, you're going to get my ebook called Inside My Tackle Box, 23 apps that I use every day that's going to help make your life, your business soar. So if you're like most of my readers and you want to stay motivated with clarity, you want to succeed in life, and you're missing that one little element that's going to take your productivity to the next level, well, this ebook will help you do that. So that's a little plug for my own ebook. And it's completely for free. So all you have to do is just give me your name and give me your email address, and you're going to get it completely in your email inbox within minutes. So anyway, I hope you do that. So jbsism.com/support. So anyway, so Monday morning comes around and I had not written my blog post yet. And that's because I stayed up and I watched the presidential debate. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. You wrote a political post. Well, here's the deal. After watching the debate, something came to my realization, and I realized this election is not about politics. It's not about policies. It's not about any of that any longer. And if anybody tries to tell you otherwise, it's really not. It's all about character. And now, my personal opinion, I don't think anybody running right now has strong character. So I wrote this post, and I've had a lot of positive comments about it. People I've talked to personally, I've had a few comments on Facebook. Funny enough, nobody's commented on the blog itself, but one thing that I learned in writing this post, and I wrote it in about an hour, because I've been stewing on it all night. I actually woke up several times in the night and I wrote some thoughts down. And so I kind of had a mini outline already together by the time I woke up, by the time I got ready. And I started writing this blog post, and I came across this quote by Marcus Aurelius. Now, if you don't know who Marcus Aurelius is, Marcus Aurelius was one of the Caesars of Rome. And he said this: "Perfection of character is this, to live each day as if it were your last, without frenzy, without apathy, and without pretense." In other words, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in the social climate. Don't get caught up in what people think about you. Don't get caught up in just sitting back and letting life take its course. Don't live life with pretense, but live each day as if it was your last. You know, the thing is, we're going to fail in life, but if we stay focused, we stay determined, we're going to be able to accomplish anything that we set our minds to. Another quote, and I came across this. I don't know who the guy is, but I liked the quote. Daisaku Ikeda, I think that's how you say his name. He said this: "It is much more valuable to look for the strength in others. You can gain nothing by criticizing imperfections." In other words, our character begins within us. It begins at home. It begins by stilling ourselves. And it begins by not allowing ourselves to be two-faced. You know, the candidates were kind of asked that question: is it okay to be two-faced? You know, and, you know, is it okay for you to have one policy in public and one policy in private? In my opinion, is no, it is not okay. That will actually dumb down your character. And so the deal is, I wrote that character brings courage. And it doesn't matter, in a sense, what life is going to throw at you. Character is going to bring you courage. And it's going to strengthen you. We find in Romans 5, chapter 5, Romans is in the New Testament of the Bible. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 5 to 5, it says, "Not only that, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us." Why? Because God has poured out His love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. You see, my friends, character begins in the heart. And so when life throws stuff at you and you persevere through it, that's going to make your character strong. And you're going to have a hopeful outlook on the future. And it's going to create stability in your life. It's going to make your families strong. And nothing is going to tear you down. You know, and in full reality, you know, I I would not want to be running for president of the United States. I think that would be an incredibly difficult job to try to do. And I don't think anybody should try to do that job. I think only few people can. You know, but I think it has to come down to character. And it has to come down to, what are you willing to do to lift up other people? And what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to not compromise your character, not compromise your beliefs, but persevere and have hope for the future that life has so much more to offer? So when I was in high school, I really wanted to be a writer. My desire was to be an author, and I had this dream that I wanted to write a book, and I wanted to write this book so bad that I could taste it. Now, it took me 10 years to finally get my book published. And in 2010, November 2010, I published my book, Divine Providence. And it is, I still get royalty checks every now and then from that book. And, you know, I'm not a millionaire from it. Not even a thousandaire. Thousandaire? Sure, I'll say that. But the people who have read the book and the people whose lives have been changed have just blessed me. I was saying a few weeks ago how I had a dad who emailed me up and said, you know, you helped me reconnect with my children. And I knew that writing that book is exactly what I needed to do. So when it comes to writing, and it doesn't matter if you're going to write a medium-sized book, if you're going to write a big book, if you're going to write a novella like I did, or if you're just going to simply write a blog post, no matter what you do, there are three things that we have to do. And three things are going to take your writing to the next level. So here's what I do. Number one, I write down my goals. So if you want to take your writing to the next level, you have to learn to write down your goals. Why? Well, face it, nothing happens unless we decide to make it a goal. So if I don't schedule out my time and I don't say this is when I need to sit down and write, it's not going to happen. So this last week was a really good example. I told you I didn't write my blog post until Monday morning. And that's because I was lazy and I didn't get it done. And now, thankfully, I had the presidential debate that actually gave me some good fodder on character development and what it takes to be a person of character. And I was like, wow, that's actually going to make a really good blog post. So that's what I did. I sat down and that's what I wrote. Wrote it before the email went out. I was really proud of myself for that. But here's the thing. If you don't make it a goal to write, and you don't make it a goal that this is what I'm going to do every week, it's not going to happen. So when you write down your goal, here's what you need to do. Here are three questions you need to ask yourself. Number one, how many words do I want to write? So do I want to write 2,000 words? 2,000 words. Let's say I want to write 2,000 words. Okay, write it down. Get out a pen and paper. Get out your notebook. Get out your calendar, whatever it is. Whatever it is, and you say, I'm going to write 2,000 words. Second question you ask is, what day do I want to write? Now, my opinion, you want to figure out how you can write daily. But we're going to stick with this right now because I'm going to get to writing daily in just a little bit. I don't want to get ahead of myself. And if you think I'm getting ahead of myself, well, there we go. Anyway, so decide what day you're going to write. And then number three, ask yourself this question. What amount of time am I going to block off? Now, for me, I do a lot of my writing at night after my family goes to bed because I want to spend as much time with my family as I can. And so I found that if I wait till my family goes to bed and I spend maybe the last hour or half hour of my day writing, I'm going to be pretty productive because I know my time is limited because I'm going to need some sleep. Now, here's the deal. Sometimes nothing comes from my writing sessions and it becomes just a note for a future blog post. Kind of like Sunday night, it just became a note and I woke up periodically thinking about it, and so I didn't write it until Monday morning. I don't recommend that because then you're under the gun to get it out before your email beats you. So in other words, my email wouldn't have gone and nobody would have gotten the blog post until Tuesday. But anyway, that's a whole different story. But the important thing is, you write. You schedule your time. You stick with it. You schedule your calendar to busy. You know, don't say, yeah, I can be interrupted. Schedule it to busy. And then you write, edit, and publish your blog post. Or you just write your word count, whatever it is. You know, if you do those things, you're going to find achieving your goal, achieving your word count easier. You know, and here's the deal. The only way to get better at the craft of writing is to simply just sit down and write. Every Monday and Wednesday, I publish a blog post. My audience knows what I'm going to post, and that accountability keeps me moving forward. Number two, and so this is why I said I didn't want to get ahead of myself, is write daily. Now, I think this is one of the biggest issues a lot of writers face today. They don't want to take the time to write. Now, we talked previously about scheduling posts. We talked about sticking with it. In other words, you schedule it out, you put your calendar to busy, and you write. But if you really want to perfect your craft of writing, and you really want to get in different publications, you have to write daily. You know, and it really doesn't have to be much. I just wrote a letter to the editor for a newspaper here in town. And I sent it out. It wasn't very long. It was only about 300 words. So it was really, really short. I get a call about 2 days later, and the editor said, yep, we will publish your letter to the editor, and excuse me, I'm not editing today's episode, so my apologies. But anyway, I call from him and he says, yep, we're going to publish your letter to the editor. Came out the very next Thursday and there my name was in black and white on newsprint. So the deal is it doesn't take much to get your work published. And just a few weeks prior, I had a blog post published in the Huffington Post. I'm now a contributing blogger, so I can publish to the Huffington Post whenever I want to. But the deal is, it takes hard work. It takes dedication. It takes just simply writing daily. It takes writing daily. You know, there's the old adage from Zig Ziglar. He said, if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. So this is why I make it a priority to write. I write daily. So in other words, so what do? To write daily? You have to create a distraction-free zone. So get rid of the distractions. Turn your email off. Turn off Netflix or YouTube. Put your phone on silent. And you start writing. So remember how I said earlier that Scrivener allows you to set a writing goal or a word count? And even if you don't use Scrivener, I ask the question, you have to ask yourself, how many words do I want to write? That's where this comes into play. You say, how many words do I want to write today? And you don't look up. You don't look up from your post. You don't look up from your computer until you've hit your word count. And when people have asked me, you know, how are you able to write so much? Well, the truth of the matter is, I can write as much as I do because I take the time to sit down and write. And that's really all there is to it. So here's the deal. When I sit down to write, I write an average blog post of anywhere from 700 to 1,000 words. So 700 to 1,000 words. So let's say, you know, at 700 words. So it's 700 words. It's 1,400, you know, two blog posts a week, 1,400 words a week. That's 72, almost 73,000 words. 73,000 words a year. And that's just my blog post. That's just my blog. Now, you account for other things that I write for. Maybe let's say I do between the Writers Guild. I'm just going to take the Writers Guild because I write about 1,000 words for a monthly ebook for the Writers Guild for the members. So 9 of those with my 73,000, that is almost 82,000 words. Now, to give you a perspective, 82,000 words is a regular John Grisham size novel. But because I'm in the process of writing my own third book right now, and I figure I'm probably going to clock that around 50,000 words. That's going to put me at 131, almost 132,000 words written just this year alone. And that's not including the other blogs, the Huffington Post, and the newspapers that I write for. So just everything that I do for online alone, and my book that I'm writing right now, 132,000 words. Get this. Is pushing closer to a small Tom Clancy novel. Now, Tom Clancy is known for writing nearly a 200,000 word novel. He's Tom Clancy. He can do that. But here's the deal. I don't do that by only writing one day a week. I write almost daily. And that's what I do. But I have to set a distraction-free zone. I have to shut down the internet and email. I have to say, okay, here's my word count goal. And let me try it this way. If my word count goal 7 days a week is, let's say, 2,000 words. 2,000 words times 7 days a week, that's 14,000 words a week. 14,000 words a week times 52 weeks, 728,000 words a year. That's several books. In other words, that's like 12 books. Yeah, I think that's 12 books. Let's just look at this. Let's divide it by 12. Yeah, 60,000 words, you know, for a small book. So you could write 12 books a year and writing 2,000 words a day. Most people won't do that. So even if you set it at 500 words a day times 7 days, that's 3,500 words a week. 3,500 words a week times the whole year is 182,000 words. Divided by 12 months, 15,000 words a month. So 15,000 words a month divided by an average blog post of 750 words, you can write 20 blog posts a month if you were just to do blogging only. That's almost one a day. So it can be done. You just have to take the time to do it. And to write 750 words, to tell you the truth, it'll only take you about 70 minutes. So about an hour and 10 minutes, you can write 750 words. So if you want to take your writing to the next level, you can do that in about 7 hours a week, and you can write nearly a blog post a day if you really wanted to. Now, I don't personally write that much, but I'm saying it can be done, and I've done that much writing before. It's a lot of work, but it can be done. But here's the deal. This is where the third thing comes in. Once you have hit your, let's say, 750 word blog post, you schedule it to go live tomorrow on your blog. Give yourself some downtime. In other words, reward yourself. This is the third one. Reward yourself for success. And the reason why I say that is because writing is such a lonely task. You don't talk to people when you write. You're stuck in a creative mode. Distraction's going to throw you off. You know, writers are elusive creatures that only come out at night. And I'm sure this is how my wife even views me or other people view me. Like, aren't you coming to bed? No, I'm going to do some writing. And, you know, yeah, but here's the deal. The reality is, because we're focusing on our writing, and we focus so much on our writing, you have to come up for air. You know, so if you want to establish daily writing habits that are going to produce results, you have to, number one, ask yourself, how many words are you going to write? How many words are you going to write? And how many days are you going to write? You know, set your schedule to busy and stick to it. Stick to your writing time and put your head down and put your nose to the grindstone. And when you have accomplished your goal, reward yourself. So if you've written 2,000 words for your next book, take yourself out to Starbucks and get that latte. You know, or you finish that 700-word blog post, go to bed early, whatever it is. But the goal is to reward yourself for the writing accomplishments so that you are motivated to keep going. Well, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. It's been so much fun talking to you about this. If you could do me a favor, head over to iTunes and subscribe and rate this show. I would greatly appreciate it. If you could do me one more thing, tell somebody about this show, because I want to help more people find their voice so they can succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. Bye-bye for now. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.